the Bulgarian National Radio 80 years in 80 weeks. Today we go back to 1996 with the murder of former Premier Andrei Lukanov. The 2nd of October 1996 will remain in Bulgaria's newest history with the murder of a former Bulgarian Prime Minister Andrei Lukanov. Earlier, other Bulgarian premiers also had the same destiny. In February 1945, the People's Court judged death sentences on premiers Alexander Tsankov, Bogdan Filov, Dobri Bujilov and Ivan Bagrianov. Nikola Mushanov was sentenced to 1 year in prison, but was later murdered by the state security. Who is Andrei Karlov Lukanov? He was born in Moscow in 1938 in the family of Bulgarian communist Karlo Lukanov. On November 10, 1989, Andrei Lukanov was among the ones who ousted Todor Živkov from the highest position of the Bulgarian Communist Party, General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Bulgarian Communist Party. Earlier, Lukanov occupied high state positions linked with the country's foreign trade relations and the government's currency and financial deals. His role in the beginning of the transition period from communism to democracy was huge. Lukanov remained close to Kremlin until his last day. After the plenum of the Bulgarian Communist Party on the 10th of November 1989, Andrei Lukanov occupied the highest positions in his party and Bulgaria. He was a prime minister in two cabinets in 1990. During his first mandate, Bulgaria officially declared bankruptcy and a moratorium on the payment of its foreign debts to Western banks. His government is associated with the distribution of the so-called red briefcases. As a result, people who were close to the Bulgarian Socialist Party at that time became millionaires in one night only. On the 7th of July 1992, Lukanov was arrested and the state initiated a lawsuit against him. However, the trial ended without a verdict and he was released on December the 30th, the same year. 3 years later, Lukanov headed the Bulgaria-Russia shareholders company Top Energy, which became Bulgaria's intermediary in the Russian gas supplies to that country. But what happened on the 2nd of October 1996? Lukanov had to attend meetings in Top Energy, but he was late. That is why he asked his personal driver to take him to the office, although it was within a walking distance from his home. The only witness of his murder was a woman who was cleaning a private school, which was situated in the same building where Lukanov and his wife had a flat. She saw a man who looked like a bum, who also stayed in front of the building in the days preceding Lukanov's murder. As usual, Lukanov walked out of the building and headed towards the car. He went in but later went back to take his keys. Few seconds later, some gunshots were heard and Lukanov dropped dead on the street. The bomb ran nearby the car. This was how Bulgarian journalist Angelina Petrova described Andrei Lukanov's murder in her book entitled The Innocent Guilty. The Golden Archives of the Bulgarian National Radio keep a recording of the speech delivered by National Assembly President Blagoves Sendov at Andrei Lukanov's funeral.
Опечалено семейство, роднини и близки, другари и приятели на покойника, ваше превъзходителство.
Bereaved family, relatives and friends of the deceased, ladies and gentlemen, we are now bidding our farewell to a remarkable man, politician and statesman. We are bidding our farewell to Andrei Lukanov. Today the Bulgarian National Assembly is in deep mourning. Dozens and hundreds of friends and followers of the departed across the entire civilized world are now mourning together with us and bow their heads to his name, deeds and memory. MP from the Union of the Democratic Forces and former chairman of the Democratic Party, Stefan Savov, answered a journalist question about Andrei Lukanov's murder.
Ние в никакъв случай не смятаме, че убийството на господин Луканов, колкото да е тежък случай, колкото да е сериозен случай.
We believe that the murder of Mr. Andrei Lukanov, no matter how heavy and serious this criminal case is, is not a reason for any state of emergency and emergency measures which may postpone the presidential elections in Bulgaria, says Savov. This murder proves that organized crime is flourishing in this country and that the cabinet of Jean Vidanov is incapable of coping with this crime, even when it comes to people from the closest encirclement of the parliamentary group of the Democratic Socialist Party. In fact, no one from former Jean Vidanov cabinet made an explanation or even an assumption of who might have been interested in the murder of the chairman of Top Energy, Andrei Lukanov. According to one of the versions about his murder, Lukanov became a threat of some private companies from the business circles near the Bulgarian Socialist Party, such as Multigroup, which had an aspiration to become intermediaries in the lucrative business with Russian gas supplies and intended to take control over the gas transferring network, which was at that time state property. According to another version, Lukanov's murder was linked with the conflict between Andrei Lukanov and the economic circle Orion, which was close to the establishment of the Bulgarian Socialist Party. Orion was headed by Rumen Spasov, a son of former Deputy Minister of Interior in Todor Zhivkov's government, Mircho Spasov. The members of Orion became powerful and influential in no time, thanks to their party relations with the Bulgarian Agrarian and Industrial Bank, founded with capital of Russian oligarch Michael Chorny. The owner of construction company Colonel Angel Vasilev also became a shareholder in Orion's bank. In 1999, Vasilev was one of the people charged of Lukanov's murder. He was arrested in Prague on the 4th of June 1999 and sent back to Bulgaria. Another two Bulgarians, Vasilev's driver Yuri Lenev and Georgi Georgiev, as well as two Ukrainian nationals Alexander Rusov and Alexei Kichatov, were accused of Lukanov's murder. On the 28th of November 2003, the defendants received life in prison without parole. However, they appealed against the verdict, and 3.5 years later, on the 15th of March 2007, all defendants were acquitted. Some shocking details of how the defendants were interrogated and forced to admit their guilt during the trial were made public. Yuri Lenev filed a lawsuit against Bulgaria in Strasbourg for the sufferings he went under. Later, Bulgaria paid 27,000 euros under this lawsuit. Andrei Lukanov's murder remained one of the most emblematic murders in Bulgaria's newest history and an evidence of the criminal way the transition period was carried out and how the transformation of the state property into public property happened. After Lukanov's murder, the crisis in Bulgaria deepened and Vidanov's cabinet was not able to deal with it. In the beginning of 1997, the country was paralyzed with massive workers' strikes, inflation was skyrocketing, and the deficit of food was huge. That is why on the 10th of January 1997, a large-scale street protest was launched in Bulgaria, where protesters demanded the resignation of Premier Vidanov and his cabinet members. Защо не замине на някъде? Дай да си купим билети. Има толкова влакове, кораби и самолети. Къде ли е Ява? Къде ли е остров Малта? И сън не ни се явява, наяве още по-малко. Господи, дай на България път, светлина, свобода. Господи,
на сън се стихийни бедствия. Наяве яма след яма.
А колко превозни средства нито едно ни няма.
Хората се са на път.
А ние седим и чакаме сам да ни дойде света.
България.
Пъ, светлина!